The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
This is your sweet baby brother, 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy.
Did we catch you mid-yawn, Griffin?
You did catch me mid-yawn. That was not a goof. Although I do want to talk about the big DST, the big elephant in the room, the fact that the we're not saving daylight anymore, or we are now. I forget which
we
one
no longer is. Are. We've done away with the shackles of that terrible, terrible policy.
I looked at the daylight that we had, and I said, I'm all right. I feel like I have too much daylight, 1 hour's worth of it. So let's just... It's 2:03 p.m. Texas time right now, and my body feels like it's 11:30 p.m. And I know it's like not, we didn't jump that far, but it still like sucks so bad. Like all of this whole thing sucks so bad. And I was wondering, I had an idea after my second nap today, and I was hoping you all would hear me out. Maybe we could spread the word about it and maybe get something going. We've gotten lots of things going in this show. You know, we brought back camo cargo shorts back in the summer of 2013, and that was very cool. And I was hoping maybe we could do this. So I had this idea for new time, how time would do it from now on.
This is such a big idea. I need to sit back down.
Why were you standing?
You're standing up? That's weird.
I was standing because I was getting ready to disagree with Griffin, and then I sat back down because I just need to listen.
You were doing it in like sort of the 1776 style where you had to stand up and, you know, tap your cane against it. Here's the idea.
I saw an elderly man come to my table and I was trying to be polite.
Sure. You wake up in the morning.
All right.
Alarm gives out a warning. You don't think you're going to make it on time.
Parents just don't understand.
Okay.
You wake up in the morning and it's 9:30. So that's the first step of it. You wake up in the morning and it is 9:30.
Well, I'm hooked so far, Griffin. Now reel me in.
So not cuz 9:30 is like a really good one, cuz if you wake up at 9:30 it's like, "Whoa, I slept in so late. I feel great. I feel so energized." But also there's still a lot of the morning left. And the day's still right in front of you because it's 9:30 and it stays 9:30 until, you probably eat a little something right then, right? And then the next time you get hungry, that's a time that I'm just going to call lunchtime, the lunchtime.
Yep. All right. So if I want to make sure I'm keeping up with new time.
Wake up.
Which I feel like a punchier title would be.
McElroy time. Griffin
McElroy
time.
McElroy time. Griffin time. Griffin time.
Stop. Griffin time.
Okay. I love how quickly you cut us out of that in case this is a landmark sort of moment. So you
well,
wake
it's
up and
it's to protect you too, because it could also blow up right in my face.
So you wake up and it's 9:30. Is it 9:30 because that's when you woke up? Or does
or
everybody
that's
set-
just what you, that's what wake up time is, you know?
That's just what wake up time is. 9:30. Oh, what a good holy shit, I haven't slept till 9:30 in a long time, but I still have a lot of my day left over. I'll have a bowl
so,
of cereal.
To nail it down, whatever time you when you wake up, it is 9:30. It is not 9:30 and you wake up. You wake up, that is automatically 9:30.
Yes, I'm so glad you're with me. And then you're hungry again after the breakfast, and now it's just lunchtime, and we don't need to give that a number. And then as soon as you finish the last bite, the last scrumptious morsel of whatever it is you're having during this midday meal, it's not lunchtime anymore, and it's immediately 4:20. And it doesn't, you don't have to be...
Okay.
I'm not encouraging drug use at this time. It's just that's it would be
that's
fun.
The next biggest milestone.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
It's just very funny. So wake up 9:30, breakfast. I'm hungry again. Now it's lunchtime. Oh, I can't talk on the phone right now. It's lunchtime. I'll call you back at 4:20. And you fit, sandwich gotten. Okay, now it's 4:20. And it's going to stay. It's going to stay 4:20 until it just gets dark. And then when it's dark, it's 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's 7 o'clock, that's a decent lunch hour. Also, depending on what time zone you live, and by the way, time zones are not—they don't exist anymore in this sort of thing. But the television's about to—you know—the good shows are about to start because it's 7 o'clock, and 7 o'clock, you know, you eat whenever you feel like it, and then when you get sleepy, it's 2 a.m. and it's
oh,
like,
hell yeah.
Yeah,
partying.
Now it's 2 a.m. Well, no, you party during 7. When it's 2 a.m., it's like, oh, okay, I should really crash because it's, you know, I've got a long day ahead of me.
Oh, this is great because 2 a.m., it's not, I think I should go to bed. It's, why haven't I gone to bed yet? The responsible thing is to go to bed now.
2 a.m. is you feel good about how much you've partied tonight. And also, you know, like, oh, I'm going to get that good sleep. And you know that you're going to get 7.5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Because you're going to wake up at 9:30 the next morning.
I'm trying to envision the clock in my head. At the top of the clock, it says 9:30.
Yes.
Okay. And then if you go down the clock some.
Yeah.
Later, and you also, just to be clear, have to manually turn this dial on the clock. Because you wake up at 9:30, eat breakfast, and then you reach up and you turn the clock to lunchtime.
It's more of a progress chart for
and
yourself.
It's not going to stay on lunchtime very long. It's just how long it takes you to eat the sandwich or bagel or soup or, you know, whatever. And now it's 4:20 and you're going to show your watch to all your friends and be like, get it? And you'll be able to do that for... I mean, until the sun goes down.
Griffin, I don't think that this is your intention, but it does kind of sound like most of the day is taken up by 4:20. Because it kind of sounds like you wake up, you eat breakfast, and then when you finish breakfast, you eat lunch. Then when you finish lunch...
You don't eat lunch immediately after breakfast, you dummy.
Then what's between 9:30 and lunch?
You just do it's 9:30.
Yeah, you just do stuff until you get hungry again. And so, it's 9:30 the whole time.
But when you finish the last bite of your lunch, it is then 4:20 till it's dark. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Wait, okay. So when it gets dark, it's 7 o'clock.
I can't
o'clock.
Believe how much, it's fucking like 4 or 5, I lost count, times. And I can't believe you're having this much trouble.
I just want to know when it's dark, 7 o'clock.
And when the sun goes down. And in the newspaper every day, it's going to say sunrise is at 9:30 and you're going to miss it. And sunset is 7 all the time. It's always 7. And then you're going to watch Survivor.
I like that it's 7 because it gives you an hour until the good shows are on.
Well, Except, unless you live,
they come on at 7.
So it's always like, the sun's down, turn on TV, Survivor's on. And it's what I love about all the times I've picked, because they're all brilliant, is that each one, when you look at the clock and it's 9:30 a.m., you think, I've got a lot of day left ahead of me. When you eat lunch, you're like not thinking about time because you're just really deep, 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 deep in this sandwich or soup. And by the way, in this new time, those are the only two acceptable lunch foods. And that's another thing we're going to get. 4:20 is still a lot of the day left ahead of you. And 7 o'clock, a whole lot of the night left ahead of you until 2 a.m. And it's like, oh, it's dead. It's done. I have to go to sleep right now.
Now, along with dietary changes, Griffin, I do also anticipate that this new schedule will require employment changes because it sounds like everyone is going to have to work from home.
Well, you work when it's 4:20.
Well, that's not how I understood that to work.
But then just until you feel it. Okay. I feel like this is outside of time. I feel like
when are the people supposed to clean Disneyland? Because it seems
2
like
2 a.m.
Okay, so they go in at 2 a.m. when they should be so they just don't get to sleep anymore. Is that right?
Probably not.
Oh, man,
yeah, I mean there's for everybody else. You can get a good amount of sleep in there, except for the people.
They could sleep 4:20. It sounds like 4:20 is kind of free
kind
period.
Kind of free period, yeah.
4:20 is just sort of a free skate. Go out and do whatever you want. But at 7 o'clock, you better watch Survivor and get your vittles.
Because then you have to go to Disneyland and clean it.
There's no more seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more wars.
Okay.
Because no one knows what time to show up for the war.
Yeah, it's like I'm going to show up on the big theater of war front at 4:20. And then it's sort of a staggered arrival. And it's like, well, this isn't let's just go home.
Yeah, and what then, if there was a war and nobody came? You know what I mean?
Because it was 420. Because
there was 420.
Sounds like you guys love it, and sounds like America's going to really love this one. And also, I've got all of these watches with four times on it, and they're priced to move.
Coming soon to topotico.com. It's these
coming
watches.
Soon to movement watches. It's just sort of a big, it's four sort of sections, and they're very, very helpful.
Before we move on to questions, can I tell you guys something real quick? A true Travis McRae daily savings time fact.
Yeah.
I did not know that daylight savings time had any kind of effect last night. I wasn't aware, missed it, didn't catch the buzz, didn't know it was happening. And I realized this morning, I only found out about it because I saw someone talking about it on Twitter. Because in my house, I only have like two or three analog clocks now.
Yeah.
Like most of my times are like on my phone or my computers and or on my game systems, that kind of thing. And I thought about like, there's a very real chance that there is somebody that doesn't own any analog watches or clocks, that daylight savings time could come and go and change, and they would never know it.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a stupid, stupid, stupid idea that sucks, and there's no point to it. And those people are living maybe the most blissful, most wonderful, except that it gets dark at like 3:30 p.m., yeah, and they're like, and except huh, strange.
You're sleepy all day, and there's no reason for you to be sleepy. I got an extra hour of sleep, but my body's default state when threatened is like, oh, I want a nap.
Did you all know that they keep changing the day that daylight savings time ends on? Like in 2005, they pushed it back so it would be after Halloween. What do we?
Because the candy lobby.
Yes, and it's like if it's that pliable, fucking then do my Griffin time. Like if we're just having fun with it, with time and how it works in the sun and God, then what are we doing?
Someday when I'm in charge, I'm gonna keep moving spring forward ahead and move fall back until eventually it's like you turn your clocks forward an hour on Sunday and then turn them back an hour on Monday.
It's still not worth it.
In those 2 days, everybody's either late or early for everything.
Do you know how, this is not a joke, I learned this yesterday. Do you know how Amtrak deals with daylight savings time? Mm-mm. When it's fall back, so you get an extra hour? Do you know what Amtrak does? Fucking pulls over for an hour and kicks it. That's what Amtrak does to stay on schedule. They're like, well, we got an extra hour, let's kick it. And wherever they stop next, they just kick it for an hour.
All right.
It's the worst.
We've been Andy Rooney for like 13 minutes. Let's shake it off.
The government's pretty fucked up right now. Maybe they could just like get together for this. Can we just like build some bridges, get rid of daylight savings time, get rid of the penny, and let's just do a little house cleaning since we can't do anything like major. Let's like get rid of the penny and daylight savings time. Everybody hates it.
Ugh. How about some questions?
Yeah, a question. I just moved to a new neighborhood, and I pass an elementary school on my way to work. This means I must cross at least one residential intersection that has a crossing guard. What is a... can I talk about Andy Rooney for a second? You just brought him up. He was just an old man blathering on about the stuff that bothered him. I just realized that, like, he was on the air for, like, 100 years, and there were only two possible reactions to Andy Rooney. Regular people looking at him being like, what is this old man going on about? And old people who are like, that's what I'm fucking talking about.
Yeah.
Like, this seems like a challenging gig to me.
I think if he was born 20 years later, he would have the most successful podcast in America.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Yeah, but the problem is that Andy Rooney only asked the questions, and he never offered the answers. And I think it's time that I step up, and I just go point by point everything Andy Rooney brought up, and I solve it.
That's a podcast.
Randy Tooney.
He was kind of the first podcaster. He was very angry and talking to no one.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically it.
He would have had a show just called What the Heck with Andy Rooney, and then Maron would be out of a job.
I just moved to a new neighborhood, and I pass an elementary school on my way to work. This means I must cross at least one residential intersection that has a crossing guard. What is a childless pedestrian to do?
Oh, my God.
Am I offending her if I cross on my own? Because sometimes she's helping a child cross the opposite way, and I feel confident in my own abilities to navigate the intersection. Oh, woof. This is tough.
This is
great.
Or do
I wait to help me cross? And if she does start to pull up her sign, do I have to wait for her to get halfway out before I cross? Is it rude? Okay, so et cetera, et cetera. That, you got the question. You get it. That's from On Guard in Toronto.
The rub here, I'm not worried about the crossing guard's feelings because, like, the crossing guard doesn't need to help me out. I'm 30, and I've never been struck by even one vehicle a little bit. I'm batting 1,000 vis-a-vis being struck. But if a kid is on the other side or on the side of the street that I'm on, and I say, fuck this, and I just walk across because I don't see a vehicle coming and the light's green, like, I feel like I'm maybe being a bad role model, and I get that. But it is pretty punk rock.
It just yell at kids. They'll stop. Trust me. They'll stop. Pedestrians have the right of way.
See, I am worried about the crossing guard because I'm worried it would be like a Rock-a-Doodle, Sean Declair kind of thing.
Go on.
Where the crossing guard would see me cross without her help.
Lose the crossing powers.
Yeah, everything that she understood about how, like, they can't cross without me, but then she would see me cross without her, and she would think, what have I been doing this whole time? Maybe they didn't need me to cross, and then I would have to go on an adventure with an animated kitten boy to fight off some owls or some shit.
All right, let me give you this. One day, you just have the crossing guard hold all the kids back for like a half hour. No crossing. Build up I'm talking about a mess of kids. A big old pile.
A whole gaggle of kids.
Just a gaggle of these little, a conflagration of kiddos. And they chill there for like a half hour like, what the fuck is going on? And then you show up in the gaggle and you say like, this is ridiculous. You don't know what you're talking about, you big goober. And all you want to do is control me and, you know, my body. And I say, screw that. Freedom. And then you start to cross. And then you do get hit by a car while you're going across. And it's something that but you planned it. It's like it's like your friend
and his soft car. His super soft car.
It's Randy's soft Honda. And he comes and he hits you a little bit. I mean, he hits you.
He hits you, but it's soft. It's like a pillow fight, you know?
It's gotta be it's gotta look bad.
You will go to the hospital. Like,
and maybe
you'll be fine eventually.
Maybe there's a big crane up in the sky so high up that they don't see it. And then you get hit by the car, and then your body just gets pulled up by the crane really fast into the clouds.
So it's like
you got hit by the car and launched, you know, 400 feet upwards. And then
then you hang there with wings and a halo, and you say to the kids,
you
like,
come back,
I should have listened.
Wings and a halo, and you zip back down. You're like, oh no. Well, at least heaven's real. Bye.
If only I'd paid attention to the crossing guard, as you all should from now on. Now I'm off to hang out with Jesus.
And then in the future, you can still cross, and it's not that big a deal. But now, two things are going to happen. One, the kids are still going to see you and be like, ooh, I don't know. I did watch that person get hit so hard they turned into angel. And the other thing is you're going to look even cooler because of that. Like, shit. Wait, you're that person that got hit by the car and you're still doing it? I love your devil may care attitude. I'm not going to follow you because I did watch you get hit so hard that you went to heaven.
There's another option, and that is that you dress like a crossing guard. So basically what I'm suggesting is you dress like a crossing guard, and then as you pass, you're like, officer? And then they, like, tip their hat to you, and the kids are like, well, of course, he's a crossing guard. He knows what he's doing. The faith in the
institution. He's had special training and such.
Yeah, right. The faith in the institution remains.
Because here's the thing, if you don't take the initiative and just cross yourself, the other side of this is like, so you want to go, you know, east-west, but that crossing guard is crossing kids north-south. You're going to stand on the corner, wait for her to get back, and then after you. And then, like, are you waiting for the crossing guard so you can get it? Because you're just so, I'm like, and then she goes out and you're like, thank you. And then you cross the street. Like,
This situation is so bad that my anxiety would be so legitimately peaked on a daily basis at, you know, it's not, I'm walking to work, so it's going to be 9:30, that I would literally, the block before, pop open a manhole cover and take the sewer for a couple blocks.
That a sewer would be a great option. One other one would be to wear, like, a black cape and a mask and a t-shirt. And a t-shirt that says, like, Mr. Fart on it. So the kids, like, see Mr. Fart sneak across when he's not supposed to. But they all are like, they know that's Mr. Fart. You don't want to be like him.
And your character's named Jay Walker.
Okay. I kind of was super crazy about Mr. Fart.
Mr. Fart is my father. And please call me Jay Walker.
And what I love about Mr. Fart is you could do that and do the get hit by a car driven by your friend Randy and the soft Honda. And it's both good.
I'm not sure I like the comeuppance because I do want kids to learn
that
Mr. Farts of the world can sometimes get ahead, but it's not going to pay off. Okay, if you want to play a long game, you could definitely have like a month of Mr. Fart Crossings punctuated.
That's my favorite Nintendo game, by the way. Mr. Fart Crossing is the best.
You could have like a month of Mr. Fart Crossings punctuated by Mr. Fart getting hit by a car. And then all the kids are like, fucking finally. Finally, this guy gets his just desserts.
Or maybe you pull one of my favorite tropes, which is like the crossing guard and Mr. Fart. Clearly there's animosity there. Clearly there's tension. But just like in that one episode of Reboot, when the main bad guy like played a cool guitar solo.
Megabyte?
With the, you know, the cool...
I know what you're talking about. For his birthday.
Right, for Enzo's birthday. But I can't remember. Bob? That was it. Like that, where there's like a cool moment where the crossing guard and Mr. Fart work together to maybe stop... I really want to introduce Jay Walker to this. Maybe they work together to stop Jay Walker. The greater evil.
How about a Yahoo?
Yeah, please.
I feel like you guys aren't as on board with Jay Walker as I am.
It's just Mr. Fart is so much better. Like, Jay Walker
but
is...
But Mr. Fart just crosses whenever. Jay Walker crosses wherever, you see? So Mr. Fart at least adheres to where the crossing areas are.
Can we get both of them, and both of them struck by the same soft Honda? Because then the kids...
Oh, and Jay Walker dies, and Mr. Fart lives, and that's where he learns, like, I don't want to be like Jay Walker.
Right, maybe Mr. Fart comes down with the halo and angel wings and goes to heaven, but Jay Walker is in hell.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go back to medical school, become Dr. Fart.
Here's one sent in by Hannah Troxel. Thank you, Hannah. It's Yahoo Answers user Henny asks, can I play video games in my mind? Can I play video games in my mind? I do not have the money to invest in building a gaming PC. So can I play video games in my imagination? I love this a lot because I love the idea of just being, you know, at the DMV or at church or in line at Yogurtland, the only three places I ever go. And you're just standing there and somebody's talking to you like the preacher, but you're not paying attention because your eyes are just glassed over because you're just playing with your best friend Master Chief in your mind, in your, you know, your mind castle.
In your mind den.
In your mind den, you're playing with Mario and Yoshi, and you can do anything in there. And so maybe you're standing there and the preacher's like, are you even listening to my... we're doing Radshack, Meshach, Abednego. This is like my favorite one. You're not even paying attention. And you're just like, haha, I just got all the stars. I just got 30 points. You don't even know about that.
Hey,
Shoot, I lost. Because sometimes you do still need to lose.
You want to amp up the difficulty a little bit.
You don't want to make it too
easy on yourself.
Oh, hey, they got me. You know.
Did you hear, Preacher Man? The new Shenmue game is out. Shenmue 3 is here. And I'm playing it now.
And in my imagination, it's very good, which is maybe not how it's going to manifest in the physical space. How about a game of Lucky Hit? Did you just say something? No. It's my mind.
Good news. Character is back for No One Lives Forever 3 right now on the Rixbox. That's right. the Rixbox, the only gaming console in my Rick's head.
I'm so excited for the Rixbox 360, which is when I'm going to get a third lobe.
It's got rumble.
This lobe's got rumble in it.
It's got motion sensitivity. If I move my head quickly enough, I'll make that jump.
Now there's two Master Chiefs, and they're kissing. It's a mod I did in my Rixbox.
Oh, look at that. I found all the cheat codes brain.
There's just times where you can't. There's just times where you can't game out. And everybody wishes they were playing video games all the time. But sometimes you can't because you're in the yogurt land line or the church line.
How far would you need to take the simulation? Are you going to have times when you're on the bus and you want to play Rixbox, but you can't because you're downloading Bloodborne 2?
Yeah. It's got to update. The battery's on the controller are dead, and I didn't go get more from the Rix greens.
I think you downloading... I think you downloading Bloodborne 2 is just you sitting in a bus saying, like, all right, so this time around, more guns.
That's how you program it. You just have to say out loud, all right, here's all the monsters that are in it. Here we go. There's a man who looks like a crow.
It gives crossover like a whole new world of possibility where you're like, it's Bloodborne, but also my friend Todd is there. Like, yeah. You can just cross over everything.
My favorite thing about the Rixbox 360 is that I'm in all the video games.
It's real targeted marketing.
Oh, man.
The Rixbox. Here's another question. I have a coworker who has been telling the office an incredible lie for the last 2 months. She claims she bought a house. She's shown us pictures, hired people to do repairs, and even left early a couple times during packing and moving. The thing is, after some suspicious details to her story, I had a realtor friend of mine look into this house. Not only is it still for sale, but it's had no offers on it and is now being rented out to totally different people. What is the best way to go about letting her know that I know? And that's from Are You For Real in Rockford.
What is more Buck Wild in this situation?
This is what I'm weighing right now.
Okay. What is more Buck Wild in this situation? This lie, this wild lie, or the fact that you fucking Shelby wooed it. So I do not know that I have that. I don't think I have that game in my Rixbox to think like, you know what? I'm going to talk to a fucking realtor friend of mine and get to the bottom of this. This must have been troubling you much.
Monsieur Perrault, I have a most fascinating case I think you'll like to be very intrigued by.
I have a showing today and I was going to make cookies, but yeah, I'll take time out of it. Is there no realty confidentiality thing? I'm like, I can't just go look up to see if someone owns a house.
I mean, I'm more interested in what was the detail that...
It's got 10 toilets in it and no doors.
That doesn't sound like a house. I need to get to the bottom of this.
That's like what the kitchen's on the ceiling.
Okay, so you're fucking lying, Ben. I was hoping this question
went in with, and so my question is, what are some great hobbies that I can maybe get into?
No, but this is the thing. That's the thing, though. Work. I would love to catch somebody in a grift. We all dream of catching somebody in a grift like this. And so I celebrate your initiative.
There's only one solution, though. You have to buy the house.
Oh,
you buy that house.
God.
You get some pictures. Like,
holy
move
shit.
In, get all your shit in there, then brings a picture to the office and be like, ah, that's so strange because I live there. Bum, bum, blah, 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 done.
Or you don't. Okay. And you'd never tell them, but you do try to see like how Buck Wild you can make the story get.
Yes. Tell me more about the house is the only sentence you need. Tell me again about the basement. Just whatever. And then you're like, really? And like,
It's a pretty cool house, but it'd be way cooler if there were two bowling alleys in it. And then the next day you show up like, it's funny you said that because we just finished the remodel and look at that. And it's a picture of, you know, the Galaxy Bowl down the street. And it's like, oh, great house. Wink. That's you winking to everybody else.
This person is living their own door slamming farce right now, and they didn't mean to get in this deep. I don't know how it happened, but you have a real opportunity here to get in on this.
Yeah.
Grift. This is what that my first action would be, going to this person in confidence and saying, listen, I know the truth and I'm here to tell you, I fucking love it. Let me get a slice of this. Let me get up in there. And then you're like showing up to the office, like had a great time at the barbecue at your house.
Photoshop Victoria. Pictures of the two of you standing right in front of like Zillow it. Pictures of house.
At least see if you can get some housewarming swag out of it. Something. Get a pineapple, a potted succulent, something out of it. And then, oh no, the house burned down. Fake insurance scam.
You do have to have an out. You have to have an exit for your grift to get
sold the house. Sold the house.
Sold the house again. Oh, I put it flipped back it. Up for sale.
Flipped it. Got the Property Brothers in. Property Brothers came.
Oh, shoot. Old they man fixed came. Everything. Old man came in, tied balloons, everything floated away so he could find his wife or whatever. Didn't see the movie. I think that's what happens.
And I didn't get full coverage, so that's on me.
I didn't get old man balloon coverage, so shoot. Shoot, I guess.
Sold it. Damn thing was full of rats. Had to
chock-a-block rats, or you show up big bushy fake beard on, cool hat that says like big construction company, big real construction company, and then you show up and like you're doing a voice like, hey, I finished fixing all the toilets in the real house you have,
all 10 of them.
Hey, did you know your kitchen's upside down?
I love bowling alleys.
It's the most wonderful, terrible house I've ever seen in my life. What a lucky person you are.
I walked in the kitchen, get a glass of water, fell up the ceiling, broke my neck, and died. I'm a ghost. Smash.
Anyways, Miss Winchester.
Smash. That's you jumping through the window to escape.
Is it possible? I watch almost exclusively children's programming, so this is where my brain goes. Is it possible your realtor is trying to teach you a lesson about snooping on people? Because there is very little that's less wild than storming into your office and being like, I know you don't own your house, but they do, and you've been lied to by your realtor friend. That is actually the most believable scenario to me.
Yeah. This is definitely a backwards, not honeypot. Backwards.
Why would you pick
something?
I'm trying to think through the grip. Why would you pick a specific, like,
address?
Searchable address? Because, like, I know how Zillow works, and if you told me your address, I could just look. Like, I wouldn't need a realtor friend. I would just, like, look at it.
I just bought a house. You wouldn't know where it is. Don't worry about
well,
it.
Well, they probably gave a fake address, but America's so big that there's a house for every address. So she probably said like 6969 Cool Street, and it was like, oh, that one is real. And by the way, God, I'm looking at some houses right now, and even if it was like a one bedroom, zero bath, 35 square foot house for $500,000, if it was on 6969 Cool Street, like I could bulldoze the house and start over. You can get a new house. You can get, you know, a remodeled kitchen and add at least one bathroom to the house. You cannot just get 6969 Cool Street. You cannot just buy that address.
Okay, big news. Oh my fucking God.
Did you just Google 6969 Cool Street?
Yeah, there's one. And it's in Weed Sport, New York.
There
Get
I go.
Out.
See you guys.
I'm not fucking shitting you. The city is called Weed Sport, and it's 6969 Cool Street in Weed Sport.
Oh my God, Justin.
That is the choicest.
I mean, I've been looking to, I missed the seasons. I got to get out of Texas. I miss Eastern time, which is, you know, not going to be a thing once my thing takes place. But yeah, it sounds good. Is it on the market? Is it available?
It does not look to be available.
Fuck it. I'll show up on their front door like the fucking finale of the OC and be like, I know you live here, but I need to live here. Did you know your address is the best? I bet the person that lives there is the coolest fucking person on earth. Because
no
they're like,
question.
Yeah, it's not for sale. Are you kidding me? You can't just buy this address.
I hope they're pretty cool because we just prompted hundreds of thousands of people.
Oh, please
to go,
don't do this thing.
No. But I am. But don't. You
no,
should.
No. But don't.
But
admire it. Admire it from afar without touching. It's the most beautiful golden fawn that you've stumbled upon in the forest. Don't spook it. Admire it, but don't you know, send them anything.
Man, Weed Sport looks like a cool place too. It's very small.
It's actually Weed Sport, and the town's original name was Hackysack, New York. But they got it confused with Hackensack, and so they changed it to Weed Sport. God,
that is
can
a
we
fucking
just
good address?
Let's go to the Money Zone, because usually when we do that, we take like a little break, and I can just, you know, talk to Rachel and Henry and start to figure out this big life move where we move up to New York.
Our first sponsor this week is Bowl and Branch. Been a while since we've heard from them.
Don't guilt our sponsor.
No, it's just everybody takes turns.
Bowl and Branch, haven't heard from you in a while.
Still got comfy sheets? That's right. They do. And they're going to take your sleep and style to the next level. And with Bowl and Branch, that upgrade has never been more affordable. They're crafted from 100% cotton. So they look and feel super soft. Because you buy direct from them, you don't pay expensive retail markups. Lots of places like the New York Times, Forbes, and the Wall Street Journal have raved about them. And
I'll tell you what, no joke, when Teresa and I moved into our real house, which we actually did buy, Justin, we got a couple new sheet sets from Bowl and Branch and some new towels for like guests and that kind of thing. And Bowl and Branch was our one-stop shop for, you know, like... They have this thing called bath sheets that are like really huge towels that wrap around you.
Ooh, it's that's nice.
They are amazing. Highly recommend. And flannel sheets. Flannel sheets, perfect for coming up on those cold, wintry months.
Loving it. Loving it.
You can go to bowlandbranch.com today and you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code MYBROTHER. One more time, that's $50 off and free U.S. shipping right now. BowlandBranch.com, and promo code is my brother.
That's B-O-L-L and Branch. Just do it. You got that 2 a.m. feeling. Crash down in these beautiful sheets. I want to tell you about Blue Apron, because Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. And let me just say, fucking mission accomplished. Every week, they send you a box of pre-portioned ingredients that you can use to make home-cooked meals. The recipes are always changing, and you can pick the recipes that come to you based on your preferences. And there's no weekly commitment, so you only get deliveries when you want them. And each one comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients, and they can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. I've talked about this a lot. Like, I didn't know how to cook at all, but I wanted to learn, and so I started doing Blue Apron, and now, like, I can cook lots of stuff, and it's very, very exciting, and it's a cool skill to know. Some upcoming meals include shrimp and pesto fettuccine with spinach, sweet pepper chicken with bok choy and rice. It's a super great service, and you can check out this week's menu and get $30 off your first meal with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/mybrother. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/mybrother. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
I would like to tell you about Fresh Hot Flavors. Fresh Hot Flavors is a studio run by four artists who wish to provide you with the hottest fashions and flavorful accessories to give you the freshest looks.
You're talking about like candy necklace, can't bring pop, candy necklace and ring pop, edible underwear, maybe, because they're flavorful accessories.
Choose from breezy skirts, plush PJ pants, and comfy shorts in patterns like trash animals, Ouija board, flaming tiger, witchy workshop, and many more to spice up your wardrobe and be the envy of your squad. Visit freshhotflavors.com and use the code MYBROTHER to get 20% off store-wide. Go to freshhotflavors.com, coupon code MYBROTHER.
I have a message for Chad and Caitlin. And
that's cheating. We can't do two people. You needed to do two messages.
This is for Chaitlin.
This is for Chaitlin. We oughta maybe it's a boy.
Grant and Amanda, or Gramanda. Bleep bloop, achievement unlocked, first anniversary. I'm buying this a year in advance, so congratulations on your first year of wedded bliss or impending divorce. Can you believe the Cubs won the World Series 2 years in a row?
Wah, wah. Nope.
Here's to many more years of happiness, even if Caitlin is a dirty Yankees fan. Love you both. Wow, that's twice as many sports references as we normally have. And I'm a bim bam. I hope everybody really got a good chuckle out of those.
Sort of fever pitch, too. Catch the Pitch. This is the name of the new movie here. And it's you know, that big Cubs-Yankees rivalry that is going around. And congratulations to the real winners of the big one. I know the Dodgers and Astros were both in it, so one of them, congratulations, whoever did come out on top.
Griffin, you did it. People are going to tweet at you.
We got lots of baseball teams in my fucking state.
But they're going to tweet at you, Griffin. Aren't you afraid of the tweets?
I ain't afraid of no tweets.
But Anana, Anana. I can't do more than that or we'd be sued.
In celeb news this week, the hosts of Lady to Lady took a break from hanging with today's hottest comedians, actors, and writers to sell a sex machine. What'd they do with all that cash?
Rent a party bus to go to Magic Mike Live in Vegas, of course. All of this on the heels of a salacious sizzler session with Home Alone 4-star French Stewart. Want to know what the f*** we're talking about? Tune into Lady to Lady whenever, wherever you listen to podcasts. Can you keep a secret? Neither can we.
How about a Yahoo Answer?
Yes.
This one was sent in by Dylan Haston, or Haston. Thank you, Dylan. It's Yahoo Answer, anonymous Yahoo Answers user. I'm going to call them. And asks, what is the saddest story you can think of using only four words? Ooh. Oh. For sale, baby. Oops. For sale. For sale, baby. Oops. New unused baby shoes.
Cheap. Cheap.
Cheap.
Unused baby. Hey, I just shortened that. We just shortened that dumb six-word story into a four-word story. Unused baby shoes.
Cheap.
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 That's four words. We could probably get it down shorter.
I can do it in one word.
Okay.
Tears.
That's actually not that good.
Okay, wait. I can do it in one. Sad.
Yeah, sad. It's still not great.
Sad. Wait, maybe if I make that one word really long, though. Sad.
No, it's not. It's nothing. Four word sad story.
Diarrhea at the prom. And that one can be real.
I actually don't want to say anything else. All I want are those fucking answers.
Oh, it's funny that you say that, Justin, because we got some good ones.
Yeah, I bet we do.
Faith said, my taco has fallen. Oh. How about this one from Eve, who says, the sale is over. Hashtag only girls know. Oh,
you can't. Okay. You can't have a sad four-word story and then hashtag it to make it land. That's nothing.
Ricara said, I stepped on Lego, so that's very relatable. There's five pages.
No, hold on. Yeah, it's not like deer. I stepped on Lego. Do you mean you stepped on a Lego or some Lego? It's a five-word story. You can't, that's not.
Just drop the article just to get, like, breezy with it.
Lego stepping. Yeah,
that dog don't hunt. Sorry. Oh, actually, there's a good one.
That dog don't hunt.
Socrates says the Clintons are crooks. So wait a minute. This was a day ago. This is still,
and not that sad. I mean, it's sad for you, I guess.
Do people not know what sad means? I stepped on Lego. That's not sad. It's painful. Do you step on a Lego and feel like just sadness for the Lego?
Well,
maybe
there's a
or
lot,
for
there's
you.
A lot of political tweets, and there's six pages of answers. It's just, jeez.
Are any of them actually sad?
Oh, I mean, here's this one from Bramjeet says, love kills people. Bramjeet was like, I need three. And also, it still won't make sense.
I got it in three. Hatchet Man tattoo fading. See, that's sad.
That's quite sad. The real reason I wanted to do this was because of a really great and poignant poem that was dropped in here by an anonymous user. But who? It's a shame they were anonymous because they could be a new poet laureate. And I'll try to separate the words out so you know you can sort of tell where the four are. My grandpa died too early. and that's number two early sort of in one sort of word experience.
My grandpa died too furious.
My
You know, I would point out here that too early is redundant because you could just say he died early. Because two are, I mean, it's implied by the early.
What about, like, my, or not my, we have to lose my, grandpa died on time.
Grandpa died too late.
Ooh.
Well, if you're going to drop the my, I mean, grandpa died too early. You don't need the my. That's obvious. Who's grandpa? Who do you think?
Well, then why not just grandpa died? Is there a time where your grandpa died where you're like, yeah,
nice. Good. That went down good. Smooth.
Awesome.
Oh, grandpa cool. Died. I had a test tomorrow. Thank you, grandpa.
One last present from the old man.
I mean, people make a big deal out of that baby shoes one, huh? But, like, it seems wicked easy to do this with even fewer words. I don't think that that's as big of a deal as we sort of make it out to be.
Oh, no.
What?
That's two.
Okay.
Oh, no. Family explode. Like, it. Come on, dude. That was Hemingway, right? Did that one? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. Wife disappeared.
Oh, no. Puppy melted.
Oh, beans. Wolf attack.
Oh, no. Family frozen.
Family froze. Shoot.
Farted on Crush Mondays.
Yeah.
That one's fun because it's got sort of two
sad.
It brings
things.
You down, and then at the end, it's sort of like a funny Garfield thing.
How about another question?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And then a sad face emoticon, because that doesn't count as a word.
Yeah, I guess that's fine. I work at an Ethiopian restaurant in Michigan. Every Thursday, an 80-year-old man dressed in hiking gear comes to eat just before close. When I prompt him for his order, it's always the same response. He says, "Give me the bean combo." There is no bean combo.
Oh, man.
I ask him to clarify, and he just grumpily changes his order. What is the bean combo, and why won't he tell me what it is himself? And that's from There Is No Ethiopian Secret Menu.
Justin, it seems like if any of us are going to know what the bean combo is, it's going to be you.
Here's what you do. You get some beans. You cook them up real nice. And then what's that on the side of them? You guessed it. Different beans.
Okay.
So you just kind of...
What kind of cocktail do you like? Like a garbanzo pinto?
Oh, me? Thank you for asking, Griffin. Black beans are the best beans. But then you'd all mix in there, Great Northern. It's like that great old tune, Ebony and Ivory. I'm promoting harmony.
That's explicitly what combo. The song's about. Sure.
Yeah.
This old man comes in here every Thursday. How have you not just been worn down and added a bean combo to the menu? Yeah. You know what? You got it. Bean and combo coming right up.
You can name it after him, by which I mean you can call it Shithead. Like, what do you... You can't go into a restaurant and order something that's not there, unless it is actually kind of the... It's a pretty sick move, actually. And we may have actually just found out who lives at 6969 Cool Street.
Is it possible... He's wearing the same outfit. He's ordering the same thing. Is it possible that this older gentleman...
Definitely. I know where you're going, and I definitely...
Do you know where I'm going?
Yeah.
Because where I'm going is, he's doing a Groundhog Day...
Oh.
But he's doing it. He just thinks he's doing a Groundhog Day. You know, like he thinks he's in Groundhog Day. And to your credit, it sounds like you're reacting the same every time, too. Yeah. So you're not really doing anything to break him out of this Groundhog
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, here's that bean combo, man. I've done it.
I did it.
I'm in the right timeline.
Thank you, Andy McDowell.
I was going to say it's 1965.
Okay.
And the Chester, this dude's name. Goes to his favorite diner, Ralph's Beanhole, and he goes there and he crams, his favorite meal, the big bean combo. And he's wearing his hiking gear because he's about to, you know, go out on the big one, the big journey. But Ralph is like, oh, don't go into that ravine. You know, it's dangerous. Lots of coyotes and crevasses. And Chester's like, no, I got this one. And he falls into the crevasse and he lands in four wolf's mouths. And they just make short work of him.
And now, every Thursday, because that was the day, the fateful day, his unrestful spirit wanders into this place. Now it's an Ethiopian restaurant, because Ralph made a lot of bad decisions.
He should have offered something besides beans.
It was, in retrospect. And so now he comes in, and he's like, let me get the bean combo so that I may finally be free. Because that's what's going to happen. One day you will cook them some beans, and he's just going to disappear. Because you've sort of, Sixth Sense sort of finished his business on this world.
Here's the, if it's any kind of like a regular time, if it's like 7 p.m. every Thursday, what if you just like, okay, what if you just like had a table ready for him, like with like special care put to it and like a little like plaque with his name, like a little, you know, note card, place card with his name.
Oh my God. This is going to get you on the local news, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, this Ethiopian restaurant has gone out of its way to help out this very confused old ghost.
Please do it for the vine. Just do it for the vine. Do it for the vine of the old man reacting to this great miracle that you've done.
And then you lift the lid and it's beans. And people watching at home are like, oh, this is a mean prank. It's just beans. But his face at the beans.
His face as he looks up and smiles with a tear in his eye as he turns into vapor and finally goes to heaven.
Please release this man with beans.
Please set him free with beans.
You have beans in the back. Just make the old ghost
some
beans.
For just pennies a day, you could set this ghost free with beans.
How good is your Ethiopian restaurant doing that you're not listening to your customers? Because to me, it sounds like your customers are crazy for the bean combo, and you should probably get on the menu.
Also, how good is your Ethiopian restaurant that this dude consistently doesn't get what he wants, but is like, I can't say no to it. They never have what I want, but damn if it isn't the finest Ethiopian food I've ever had.
Guess what? Customers are always right. So you do have bean combo. When I go into IHOP and I say, let me get an enchilada, I am correct.
Yeah, they're going to wrap a thin pancake around some strawberries, and they're going to give you a crepe.
Sounds good as hell, though, still.
I kind of want that.
I do kind of want that.
Just banish this old ghost to get on the news.
Just kill this ghost.
This Ethiopian restaurant went out of its way to do one final act of kindness and banish this ghost to the hell dimension.
This real ghost.
I'd like you to meet Derek. He went to the store to get beans. There's no more news.
It's been a slow week.
It's been a slow week. I don't think, real chill.
I don't think ghosts are real qualifies us as slow news day.
Well, ghosts were real, but not the one we had, we let get away with beans.
Hello.
Earth's last ghost extinguished by an unthoughtful bean dealer.
Hello and welcome to news. We've gotten so many complaints about how big and scary everything is all the time, so we thought we'd give you something a little bit more lightweight. We'd like you to meet Jeremy, who went to the store to get beans to kill an old ghost. Here with this package is journalist Amanda Goodcamera.
Hi, I'm Amanda Kira. It's true, the beans have been displayed, and the ghost is no more. The terror that once plagued this Ethiopian restaurant is gone. Thank you, beans. You've done it again.
We didn't film the ghost, unfortunately, because fucking Jeremy was a little hot on the trigger, but he told us he went to the store and bought the beans, and we just thought, like, yeah, fuck it. This has been news. Sorry for cussing.
We've been canceled.
We've been canceled. News is canceled.
That is going to do it for us this week, folks. I hope you've enjoyed yourself here on our program. We've certainly enjoyed having you. I'll say that.
Sure. Hey, if you live in Chicago or Milwaukee, I think Milwaukee's close to sold out, which is exciting. But we're going to be up there here in a couple weeks. So if you live there in Chicago, we're going to be there November 16th at the Chicago Theater. Milwaukee, we're going to be at the Riverside Theater on November 19th. You can find tickets at macroshows.com/tours. And come see us if you live there, because there's still some tickets available, and we'd love to see you.
If you would like to see us, you could also go to podcon.com, register for PodCon. It is going to be a very cool convention. We've been sort of involved with all like the planning stuff and setting up the whole thing with the Night Vale folks and Hank Green. And I think it's going to be a really cool event. And if you go to podcon.com, you can just get tickets. Now, even if you're not going to be in the area, they have remote attendance. So it's like you are there, and you'll get audio recordings of almost all the panels, performances, and live recordings from PodCon. And this sounds really neat.
Two more plugs, I promise, real quick. Teresa and I, along with our dad, Clint, who does the Adventure Zone with us, are going to be on the JoCo Cruise this year. You can go to jococruise.com, jococruise.com. Check out that lineup. It's amazing. And come hang out with everybody on a fun boat for a week. And also, what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, yeah. Our Adventure Zone podcast, the D&D podcast where we play with our dad. One, we've started a new arc that our dad is DMing where we play as superheroes, and it is super fun.
It's so much fun.
Dad is doing a great job, and we're really pleased with how it's going.
In the second episode, we go to a rundown Bible-themed theme park. It's so, so great, and we're having so much fun, and I bet you will, too.
And with the Adventure Zone, we have a graphic novel coming out, and you can go to theadventurezonecomic.com and pre-order that now. It is the graphic novel adaptation of our first arc, Here There Be Gerblins. So go to theadventurezonecomic.com and pre-order yours now.
Two more quick things. Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Painting the Days to Bed. It's a super, super good album that maybe it's getting a little bit colder. Brr. Maybe you're settling in for your own long winter and you want a good soundtrack for it. It is this. Also want to thank Maximum Fun for having us. You can go to MaximumFun.org. Check out all the great podcasts there. Shows like Stop Podcasting Yourself, The Beef and Dairy Network, Judge John Hodgman, Lady to Lady, and so many more, all at MaximumFun.org.
Let's wrap it up with a final question.
Yeah, here comes that final Yahoo. It was sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. It's another anonymous Yahoo Answers user. So I'm going to call him Bill. Asks, is the Joker a Christian?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hey, this is Griffin McElroy.
Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
And we've got a new podcast on Maximum Fun called Wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's an enthusiast podcast where we talk about things that we're excited about and things that you're excited about.
Things like overalls.
24-hour Sudafed.
The grand prize game.
The fact that wombats use their butts to kill predators.
The soundtrack to the movie Dick Tracy.
The beach potion we call Bud Light Lime.
All these things and more every Wednesday, and we'll also talk about things that you're excited about.
You can find us on MaximumFun.org or iTunes or wherever. I don't know, just search Wonderful. Google it, you'll probably get there.